This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
When I first moved to Los Angeles in 1986, I got a temp job. It was working on this Mary Tyler Moore sitcom called Mary, where she worked in a Chicago newspaper. And I was doing something like Xeroxing or something. And once I got sent down to the stage and I saw Mary Tyler Moore like rehearsing on stage, she was so close to me. Like, I couldn't believe it because it was, you know, I saw every episode of Mary Tyler Moore like 9 million times and knew every line by heart. And truthfully, I watched the scene, which wasn't that good. And I was like, I can write these things. I can write these shows. I can write those shows that I watched when I was a kid. Easy. Like, in a heartbeat. So...
Bruce Eric Kaplan is one of The New Yorker's great and really prolific cartoonists, and he signs his work as B.E.K. And it's actually a sideline for him, cartooning. Bruce is a TV writer, and he's worked on shows like Girls, 6 Feet Under, Sybil, and Seinfeld. Recently, he brought us to where it really began for him, at the CBS Studio Center on Radford Avenue in Los Angeles. And we went to a place called New York Street.
Every single morning when I walked from my parking spot to the Seinfeld building, I was writhing in agony for my first 6 weeks. And like, it was the anxiety of like, am I going to keep this job? You know, what should I do? I've had stomach aches in like every bathroom in this lot. You know what I mean? Like I always think I'm going to be fired every day on any show, but I really felt that way on Seinfeld. We're approaching New York Street, which was a big part of my life when I was working on Seinfeld, because that's where they would do all the conversations of people walking up and down the street. When I go onto the lot, I feel the anxiety I felt then. But then when I come on the street, I can just totally relax. The Cafe Vidalia. I'm dying to see if the pharmacy is still here, but it looks like it's not. A pizzeria. There's a yoga place now. That wasn't here. And then, you know, the brownstones, which I think one of those is supposed to be Elaine's brownstone, I believe. Knocker works. They won't let us in. Let's go to the next one. Suppose one door is open. You know, I'm sure people try all the time to get in. I'm just so taking in all the details of the fake lamps. The lamps are so low. The second floor even of each building is so much lower than a real second floor is. Like, everything is just smaller and lower than it should be. It's so sweet, isn't it? It's all very small town. Mickey Rooney, Judy Garland. You know, I loved That's Entertainment when I was a kid, the movie. And you would see the actors walking down the sets, the back lots. And this is what it reminds me. I feel like I've become one of those people and That's Entertainment. Is it this Elaine's building from Seinfeld?
Or you don't know? I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Your first time on New York Street?
No, I work here.
Oh, but your first time.
My parents' first time.
Oh,
yes.
Congratulations.
Very cool.
Yep, very, very cool. if you look at those people's expression, you can see their child selves when they're on New York Street. Again, I mean, I feel like that's my connection to, like, why is this one of my favorite places, is it connects to this child self of, like, I'm on a fake street. I'm, like, in the television. I can't believe it happened. I got out of real life, and I got into the television. Let's just try the store doors and see if one of those... I would kill to go inside one of these little stores. This door is open. All right. This seems to be just a goblet store. I don't know what a goblet store is. Goblet. Yeah, it's a wine shop. There are the fake wine bottles and the fake grapes. I'm so drawn to those fake grapes. I would kill to take those fake grapes. Not, I can't, because someone will catch us. Just this morning, I was looking at my desk. I have this ice cube that I got at Six Feet Under. We were shooting a party scene, and the prop person put these ice cubes into the glass. It's an ice cube that will never melt. As I say it, I understand it doesn't provide the function of an ice cube. It can't cool anything, but I don't care. I love this ice cube. It's like when the house burns down, I'm not saving the pictures of the kids. I'm saving my ice cube. Should we go to Arnie's Deli and Market? Because now that we're talking about fake items, I feel like I'm going to see, like, fake muffins in there or something. Like, is that a fake challah? That's amazing. It looks... And these are... I mean, those fake apples are amazing. No, totally. This one's locked because they know everyone wants, like, the fake eggplants. Look at this. And the fake salamis. I love how when you look on the street, it's just a set. And then your eyes go upward to the top of the buildings, and then you see soundstage lights. And then through the wires, you see the sky, which is blue and full of clouds. It's like you're back in real life. And this is like make-believe inside of real life. It's really beautiful. What could be better than not reality? Nothing is better than not reality to me. Reality is the worst. I really want those fake grapes.
Bruce Eric Kaplan at the CBS studio in Los Angeles. Bruce was most recently an executive producer of Girls, and he's one of the New Yorker's most beloved cartoonists, signing his work as B.E.K.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.